And now, what about the pipes you saw? Did you saw these?
Yes, pipes? I saw these pipes. These pipes, they were just the remnants of a set of the, what is the term, the piepschumach, the fox pipe.
Uh-huh.
They were all in one socket, and they were of red wood,
uh-huh.
on and cup drones.
Uh-huh.
But there were four drones.
Four drones.
Uh-huh. Two tenors and a middle drone and a bass.
And the four drones, those four drones were in the same socket in the bag?
In the bag, yes.
I see. And coming out something like a candlestick, was it? You know,
yes, or just, they were short sticks. They would just be about, thinner than the chanter here, and the four of them clustered together, the stalks and the whole lot. They were all tuned in one piece, and the chanter was set on a bag, tied around. The stock they would sit into was just about perhaps 4 or 5 inches in diameter.
Yes. And then the mouthpiece and the chanter came out in the same way as the ordinary
on the bag, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And could those drones be tuned?
There were fragments, there were lost portions of them, but I saw the one of the drones completed set and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And have you ever heard those pipes, that kind of pipe ever played?
No, nothing except just our miniature pipe today.
Yes.
But I never saw or heard a pipe played with the four drones.
Uh-huh.
Never did.
And do you suppose when they were played that they were unison pipes? Would there be actually a tenor drone and a bass drone?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
It would be possible to tune them this way, even if they came out of the same socket.
Oh yes, yes. Uh-huh. Oh yes, quite easy.
Uh-huh.
Quite easy. But there's it's hard to judge until we hear them playing, because it's easy to see that a chanter's faulty.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, this is just an illustration of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here I blow it by the mouth. There's no chamber resonating there.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Now, here's the same stick with the mouthpiece on it. Same thing, actually. The same thing does on the big bag.
Yes.
Yeah.